This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 28th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack, other agency leaders on the Hill today. NCBA criticizes AVA's proposal on Paraguayan beef and Brazil soy forecast. Cabinet officials take to the Hill. Members of President Joe Biden's cabinet will be testifying across Capitol Hill today. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will appear before the House Agriculture Committee this morning. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and EPA Administrator Michael Regan also will be testifying before the House Appropriations Subcommittees. We're also watching the House Oversight Committee. It'll be looking into FDA's handling of the infant formula crisis. Yesterday, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the retirement of Susan Main, who has directed the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition since 2015. By the way, a House Natural Resources Subcommittee will have a hearing on barriers to increasing water storage in the West. The witnesses will include officials from California's Central Valley, as well as Oregon and Colorado. NCBA asks USDA to reverse course on Paraguayan beef. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is strongly opposed to a proposal from USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to partially lift the U.S. ban on beef imports from Paraguay. There would be strict requirements on any Paraguayan beef, including verification that foot-and-mouth disease, quote, has not been diagnosed in the exporting region in the past 12 months. The meat comes from premise where FMD has not been present during the lifetime of any of the animals, and the animals were inspected before and after death, among others, according to APHIS. But NCBA says the APHIS risk analysis is dated. Paraguay has a history of outbreaks of foot-and-mouth disease, and we cannot jeopardize the safety of U.S. consumers and the health of our U.S. cattle herd with outdated information. At the word of NCBA Executive Director for Government Affairs, Kent Backus. Brazil firm lowers soy forecast. Brazilian farmers have harvested about 70% of the soybeans they planted last year, and yields are strong in the largest growing regions. But drought in the south has prompted the consulting firm AgRal again to lower its overall production forecast. Brazil, the company says, is now expected to produce 150.9 million metric tons of soybeans this year. That's a 600,000-ton cut from AgRal's February forecast. USDA left its forecast for Brazilian soybean production unchanged at 153 million tons in its March edition of the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Both forecasts are a big jump from the 129.5 million tons Brazil harvested last year, according to USDA data. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. AGs call for passage of right-to-repair bills. Attorneys general from 28 states are urging federal lawmakers to support right-to-repair legislation, which they believe is key to ensuring fair competition. Manufacturing of automobiles, digital devices, and agricultural equipment is increasingly becoming more technologically advanced and built with more embedded electronics, the official said in a letter to the leaders of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. GAO, SAF goals need better federal coordination. A new Government Accountability Office report says the Transportation, Energy, and Agriculture departments should do a better job of measuring the progress of their work to spur the production of 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel by 2030. The three published a roadmap in September to meet the goals of the White House Sustainable Aviation Fuel Grand Challenge, but did not put measures in place to gauge the impact federal actions would have on progress towards the 3 billion gallon mark. Now take note, USDA produced 15.8 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel in 2022. That accounts for less than one-tenth of a percent of the total jet fuel used by major U.S. airlines, the report says. Distressed borrowers to receive $123 million from USDA. Agriculture Department is giving another $123 million to distressed borrowers, bringing the amount provided so far under the Inflation Reduction Act to more than $900 million. In October, USDA announced $800 million in payments to about 11,000 delinquent direct and guaranteed borrowers and another 2,100 borrowers who had their farms liquidated and still had remaining debt, the department said. A USDA fact sheet explains the additional new eligibility categories for the latest round of relief. Lenders urged to consider conservation practices. A new report tries to make the case to farm lenders and managers that cover crops and other soil health practices can protect the long-term profitability of cropland. The report released by the Agri Initiative acknowledges it may take 2 or 3 years for farmers to see positive net returns from the practices, depending on the particular management situation and whether incentive payments are a part of the profitability equation. Just as an ag lender would normally be supportive of other multi-year investments that would boost long-term profitability and risk reduction, so should the use of soil health management practices be a priority to increase long-term profitability, the report notes. The report, which cites a landmark recent study of USDA farmer records that found that cover crops and conservation tillage could significantly lower crop insurance claims, was authored by Rob Myers, director of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. Monarch butterfly counts still low. The annual count of migratory monarchs that will spend the winter in Mexico is down 22% from last year, which is 64% below the minimum number scientists say is needed to prevent them from going extinct in North America. That according to the survey conducted by Mexico's National Commission of Natural Protected Areas and World Wildlife Fund, Mexico. Most monarchs west of the Rockies spend the winter on the central coast of California. Their numbers hit 330,000 during Thanksgiving counts, but deadly storms severely reduced their population, and only 117,000 butterflies survived into January. Fish and Wildlife Service has a 2024 deadline to make a final decision on whether to list the insects as threatened or endangered. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 28th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.